The Sabbath. Even the Merriam-Webster dictionary definition is confusing. It's the seventh day of the week observed from Friday evening to Sunday evening as a day of rest and worship by Jews and some Christians. But it's also a Sunday observed among Christians as a day of rest and worship. And it can even simply be described as a time of rest. Ah, the Sabbath. It's time to kick back, relax, and recharge after a long week of busyness. So let's just take the next 10 minutes or so to lean back and chill. Except that's not our reality, is it? We've gotten really good as a society at packing in as much as possible into all 7 days of the week. That idea of a Sabbath is a relic of the past. There's no way in 2018 that we can adopt an 18th century model of stopping everything and just focusing on faith and rest, is there? I mean, we can't even agree on when the Sabbath is. Is it from Friday evening to Saturday evening? Or is it all day Sunday? Or is it just a time of rest, even if that time is only 5 minutes long? The idea that there is debate over the Sabbath clearly isn't new. As we just heard in today's message from Mark, it was debated some 2,000 plus years ago as well. A debate highlighted by those who felt they knew better, the Pharisees, and a rebel bent on breaking their rules, Jesus. This isn't the beginning of the debate about how we are called by God to live. Even just looking at the events happening before these actions by Jesus on the observed Sabbath, we see the structure of the corporate church of the time being challenged by Christ. He's healed a bunch of folks and grown in popularity. He's forgiven sin. He's hung out with tax collectors and thieves. And each time, the structured church has said, "Whoa, you're doing this all wrong," and leading people down the wrong path. Now we have Jesus attacking another set of rules the Pharisees have placed their emphasis on. For the church leaders of the day, the Sabbath was a day of rest. But they took a very literal interpretation in their minds. You were to do no work, no labor on that day. Instead, you were to gather, worship, give praise and thanks to God, and be devoted to the faith. Leave whatever work you were to do until the next day. Instead of just sitting in a church pew or laying back in a hammock, Jesus was allowing work to happen. The disciples were picking wheat in the field, and the Pharisees challenged it. They asked Jesus, "Look, why are they breaking the Sabbath law?" Their question, based on years of scholarly research, of study and interpretation of sacred texts, and of deep-rooted tradition. Jesus' answer, however, didn't fit their model. You see, Jesus applied common sense and outcomes to his response. If you're hungry and need nourishment, do you just hit the pause button and not eat until the next day? That response would be highly destructive to your survival. He questions why a rule would not only be created, but also enforced that, in the name of being faithful, would put people in peril. It would seem that the point wasn't clear to the Pharisees, because as Mark chapter 3 opens up, we have a different situation, but the exact same debate. By this point, the Pharisees are bent on finding a way to stop Jesus in his tracks, looking for any broken law they can arrest him on. But Jesus, as he always does, turns the situation upside down and inside out. Instead of focusing on whether action on the Sabbath is acceptable, Christ focuses on the end game. Is it legal on the Sabbath to do good or to do evil? To save life or to kill? It's outcomes-based logic. Which is more important, to uphold the tradition of no work on the Sabbath or to love our neighbors as ourselves and to heal them? The greatest commandment. That doesn't mean that Jesus doesn't place value on the Sabbath. It's more trying to make sure we understand what keeping the Sabbath really means. Phoebe Perkins in the New Interpreter's Bible says, "Christians who acknowledge Jesus as Lord should keep the Sabbath in the same spirit that Jesus exhibits in these stories. The parishioner who has only recently been released from the hospital should not feel compelled to attend church, but those who never consider corporate worship an important part of faith should reconsider whether Jesus is Lord for them." So this debate changes. It's not whether or not Sabbath rest means no work. It's that the Sabbath needs to be spent doing good, honoring the great commandment and fulfilling the great commission. But to do that, we need to stop trying to make the Sabbath about us and instead receive the Sabbath as a gift from God. A chance to refocus each week. And also as a call to follow God's will when it comes to what we do with that Sabbath gift. So let's stop and center ourselves for a moment. Close your eyes. Picture what you consider to be the most serene place you could be. It might be a beach. It might be a mountain summit. It might just be your living room when everyone has left after a family gathering. Wherever it is, place yourself there. Now take all the burden you might be feeling right now, every last burden you might be experiencing today. Picture it on a list, on a piece of paper in your hand. Open your palm and feel the breeze of God's grace. Gently lift the burdens off of your hand and carry them away. You see them floating away further and further. Eventually, they disappear from your view. All that's left now is you, this peaceful place, and God's Spirit surrounding you with love. How are you feeling about God in this moment? Is God simply existing? Is God on standby for your next moment of crisis or stress? Or are you feeling thankful for God's love being so strong that it counters all the burdens and leaves you in a peaceful place? Do you feel a desire to praise God for caring so deeply? When we find ourselves in this place, this state of peace, love, and ready to praise God, we're in the Sabbath God gifted to us. You can open your eyes now. Why don't we experience this more often? Well, because too often we set aside the gift of the Sabbath for our own busyness. We let our weekend to-do lists, sports leagues, catching up on work, and scrolling through social media screens take our full focus away from the one place focused on true rest and peace. We treat the Sabbath like it's just any other day of the week. And while Jesus has stated, "The Son of Man is Lord," even over the Sabbath, we somehow refuse to give Jesus that day each week. Jesus even gave us some clarity on how we give him the Sabbath. Picking heads of wheat, healing the sick. In short, displaying God's love to our neighbors so that they might know the peace of the Sabbath themselves. Can we try now to offer just a little more than we have been to Christ on the Sabbath? That peaceful place we put ourselves in can be so awesome. And we can experience it anywhere we are. It can be here. It can be gathered with others at Westfield. It can be in our workplace or in our home. The Sabbath is less about where we are physically than where we are spiritually. And most importantly, where our focus is in faith. Are we loving and caring and praising our God with as many brothers and sisters as we possibly can find? And if we're not, what can we do to change that? The gift of the Sabbath is here for us. It was given to us freely by God. Let's embrace that gift and share it with everyone we can. Let's honor the Sabbath the way our Savior did, by doing good and saving lives. Amen.